This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A Colombian man who was detained by immigration agents in Durango along with his two children now wants to be returned with his kids to his home country. Fernando Jaramillo Solano made the written request this week. He was detained 3 weeks ago along with his 15-year-old son and 12-year-old daughter. They're now being held in Texas. ICE agents were looking for a different man when they detained Jaramillo Solano. He has a pending asylum claim, but will give up that fight, according to immigration advocates in touch with the family. ICE representatives have not commented. President Trump accused Colorado Congressman Jason Crow and other Democratic lawmakers of sedition on Thursday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Trump is angry about a video of Crow and half a dozen Democrats with military and intelligence backgrounds reminding service members they do not have to follow illegal orders. In social media posts, the president accuses them of sedition, punishable by death. Crow said they were just reminding the military of their oaths under the Constitution.
And I'm not going to allow President Trump to threaten and intimidate me, so I turn my back on my oath.
Republicans have criticized the video. Colorado Springs Congressman Jeff Crank said it was reckless and reminded service members they must follow all lawful orders. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In western Colorado, Powderhorn Mountain Resort says it's pushing back its opening day due to relatively warm weather. It had tentatively been scheduled to open today. The resort has not announced a new opening date, but says weather conditions next week look ripe for snowmaking. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver and the Springs this afternoon, cloudy skies, highs around 50, possible snow for Vail.